بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We started a new chapter, باب الرجاء, the chapter on hope. And before that we did باب الخوف, the chapter on fear. So these two things, as we explained, keep a person in balance, keep a person in check, that he has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not so much of fear also, that amount of fear that is necessary to keep him away from guna. Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi bainana wa bain ma'asiyatik. That, oh Allah, give me so much of fear, give me such a portion of fear, or that proportion of fear that will keep me away from your guna. In other words, if a person has too little fear, then there's very easy chance that he will go into guna. And he has too much of fear, then what will happen is the person will go into depression. All the time he's afraid, he's scared, there's no hope for me, he'll go into depression. So fear is important, but to the right amount, right extent. And at the same time, hope is also important. So ulama explained that when should a person be overwhelmed with fear, and when, and here to overwhelm means with that right proportion of fear, not too much, not too little, and when should he be more focused on hope. So when should his focus be on fear, and when should his focus be on hope. So ulama explained that when a man is young, then he should be focusing more on fear. In other words, Allah Ta'ala's punishment, Allah Ta'ala's azab, if I'm going to do this, this is going to be the repercussion. If I'm going to do that, this is going to be the repercussion. So because of him having that energy and vitality and having all the desires to do wrong more when he's young, so he keeps the fear of Allah Ta'ala in front of him. I can't disobey Allah Ta'ala. This is what's going to happen. There's so much of azab and punishment, and Jahannam is so severe. So all that he keeps in front of him. And then as he's getting older and older and older, now what he keeps in front of him? He keeps hope in front of him. So as he's going towards death, the more and more greater thing that he's got in front of him is hope. So he's increasing hope all the time. And the last point in his life before he passes away, at that point he should have the greatest amount of hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what happens, is the person doesn't lose hope at all in that situation. As he's young, he's got this in front of him. As he's getting older, he's focusing more on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله عز وجل من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر مثالها أو أزيد ومن جاء بالسيئة فجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها أو أغفر ومن تقرب مني شبرا تقربت منه ذراعا ومن تقرب مني ذراعا تقربت منه باعا ومن أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولة ومن لقيني بقراب الأرض خطيئة لا يشرك بالله لا يشرك بي شيئا لقيته بمثلها مغفرة رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله عنه, he narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who does a good deed shall receive a reward 10 times the like thereof. One good deed, Allah Ta'ala is giving 10 times reward. How much hope there is. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give so much. We did one, we did little, Allah Ta'ala is willing to give so much. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning, or it is mentioned in the hadith that, oh, I will give him more. Either Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala will reward him 10 times, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him more. One who commits an evil deed shall be punished the like day of, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I will give him. One of the two is that a person who commits an evil deed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who commits an evil deed shall be punished the like day of, or I will forgive him. In other words, when you did one, you got 10. That was a good deed. When doing a bad deed, then the punishment won't be 10 times, the punishment will be 1 time, in other words, equal to the guna. Allah Ta'ala is not looking forward to punish a person, but Allah Ta'ala is looking forward to reward a person, or I'll forgive him. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one who comes to me a hand span, I will go to him a cubit. Person that comes to me, shibran, I will go to him zira'an. Shibran, ulama explain, is that the distance from the thumb till the baby finger when the hand is opened out like this. So person goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this length, hand span, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes towards him one zira'a, one cubit. What is the distance of one zira'a, one cubit, one arm's length? Is when the hand is put out like this from the elbow till the tip of the middle finger, which is the longest part of the longest finger. So that distance Allah Ta'ala is going towards a person. This is just an example. for our understanding. In other words, we're giving so much, from the thumb to the baby finger like this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming so much for our understanding purpose. In other words, Allah ta'ala is so happy with a person that he's turning and going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's giving so much, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming so much more just for our understanding purposes. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any type of space, any type of movement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any type of time also. So anyway, one who comes to me a handspan, I go to him a cubit. One who comes to me by a cubit, I go to him an arm span. That what is meant by this? That the person comes to me one cubit, in other words, from the elbow till the end of the middle finger, I go to him to one arm span. Ulama explained what is meant. The person puts his hand, both his hands out like that. The distance of both his hands is known as one arm span. So he is going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much only. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming out towards him so much. In other words, the speed and the distance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming, excitement that my banda is coming towards me, how much hope this creates, that we are doing so little, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to do so much. I go to him by an arm span, and one who comes to me walking. Another example Rasulullah s.a.w. is using here, person who comes to me walking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember this Hadith-e-Qudsi. Hadith-e-Qudsi means, Rasulullah s.a.w. is saying that Allah is saying. Now these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only thing, this is not hadithi matlu. In other words, we don't make tilawat of this. We don't read this as Quran, like how we would read Quran. But these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is saying, that person that comes to me walking, I go to him running. He's coming to me walking, I go to him running. This is the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who meets me would sin equivalent to the size of the earth. But associate, in other words, he's so much of guna. How much of guna? Size of the whole earth. Filled with guna. This is the amount of guna. He's coming with me. He's coming to me. But he did not commit any shirk. He did not associate any partner with Allah Ta'ala. I will meet him with a similar amount of forgiveness. This is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. He came with a whole earth full of guna. But he didn't commit any shirk. I will meet him with a whole earth full of forgiveness. This is the vast forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, may Allah Ta'ala give us this, the hadith finishes. This shows us the mercy, the clemency, the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. No losing hope at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give so much. But what we also learn from this hadith is that we have to give something. Not that we do nothing. We have to give something. We have to turn our direction and start moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the forgiveness, the mercy, the clemency, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rushes towards us. But we have to take that first step. First step of turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and constantly seeing that we don't turn away from that direction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this dua is a very nice dua to read. Rabbana hablana min Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhta'na. That is one dua. The other one is Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. But Allah ta'ala, don't cause us to deviate after you have guided us. In other words, when a person is now taking the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person makes this dua that, oh Allah Ta'ala, don't cause me to go back. Don't allow me to have a relapse. I should never have a relapse in this path towards you. I've taken this path towards you, Allah. Just increase that bond continuously. Save me from having a relapse and going back to my old ways. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless me from your mercy. Bless me from your mercy. There can't be any person that is more gifting, more kind, more clement than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innaka antal wahhab. Telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the one that gives and gives. And you are the one that assists and that helps. You are the one that gives free of any type of exchange. You are that wahhab. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you grant me from your side. Save me from this relapse. Rabbana. La tuzigh qulubana, don't allow my heart to deviate, especially in this time and age when there's so many fitna, so many fasad, so many difficulties around. Person should be very careful that he doesn't slip. So this hadith gives us so much of hope. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing this in our lives. And also when a person does a good deed, also we have yaqeen. Allah Ta'ala's words, Rasulullah s.a.w. has mentioned it to us. Allah Ta'ala's words via Rasulullah s.a.w. that we do one, Allah Ta'ala is giving us 10 in return. Who can ever give a bargain like that? One and getting 10, it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every time we do it with this hope, imanu wahtisaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will give us this reward. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.